Well, praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about miracles like we did Friday. And a lot of people look at miracles like people coming out of wheelchairs and leprosy going. Those are all physical miracles. And that's good. But we all, everybody here who's saved has received a miracle. Many miracles. And we confessed those blessings early this morning before communion, you know. We're blessed with His long-suffering, His mercy, that's and compassion, and blessed with His Holy Spirit, and blessed with salvation through Jesus Christ. All of that is miracles, you see. God wants to tell you this morning that you can have a miracle in your flesh. You can have a miracle in your mind if you're oppressed or depressed. And there's some things that God requires us to do. Jesus has done it all, the finished work, but there's a confession that must come out of our mouths. So if you'll turn, if you would, Chris, to John, we're going to go back to where we were Friday, John 10:10. And we'll start there. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. John 10:10. Praise you, Jesus. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and to have it more, that they may have it more abundantly. Well, do you have anything missing? As a Christian, are you missing some finances? Are you missing some love or some forgiveness? Are you missing something? Well, instead of praying, asking God to give it to you, which you already have, you ought to be commanding Satan to pay back seven times whatever you're missing. Amen? See, a lot of us don't know, but we've had things stolen from us from the enemy. It could be our health. It could be marriages. It could be children, whatever it may be. And we're asking God to do something and don't realize that the thief has stole that from us. He's a thief. And so if you're missing something, you ought to take authority in the name of Jesus and command it to be paid back seven times. Now, obviously, if you've got a child missing, you know, it's gone off, and you don't want seven children back. But if your finances are missing, I mean, one or two or four. We had four, two boys and two girls, and that's quite a schooling you go to. The parents go to quite a schooling who have children like that. But anyway, if you got finances missing, instead of asking God to bless you financially, make Him pay it back. Because you have to take and look at this and say, when did I start missing this? When did it start leaving me? Instead of His financial blessings coming into me, when did it start leaving me? Well, you see, except to steal. So He comes in with all kinds of things to steal from us. And so if your finances, your checkbook or whatever reads zero, you ought to be taking authority over Him, make Him pay back seven times. Amen? And so that's what you have to do. You have to go to God and through the discernment of the Holy Spirit, and all of a sudden you are doing good financially, and all of a sudden the bottom fell out of it. See, we think, well, the economy went bad, this went bad, that went bad. No, the thief stole it. He stole it because we're in a spiritual battle. Amen? And so you ought to start making Him take authority in Jesus' name to pay back seven times. Hallelujah. Okay? So He steals, He kills, you see, and He destroys relationships. He destroys destroys relationships with marriages. Because that's marriage came out of God. He destroys relationships in churches with the body of Christ. You see? He'll do whatever He can to destroy. And He kills through sickness and disease. And so a lot of people have sickness and disease in their physical bodies. Some have it in their minds. If you went down to Pueblo, you'd find out there's many, many people down there who are in the state hospital who have mind problems. I have been down there praying for people in the past and when I was down there praying for people, there was all kinds of different mental problems and so on and so forth. I knew it was spiritual. Well, I was down there to pray for one young man, and they were standing up here on this thing up catwalk watching me, and they said, don't touch him or don't. But I laid hands on him, and he received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the evidence of speaking in tongues right there. He just blurted out of him and so on and so forth. And I went by some rooms down there, and they had the rooms locked, and you could see through the windows, and there were all these mental people walking in circles and talking to the ceilings and just all this mental problems and so on and so forth. See, I really believe that's how the enemy destroys. I think that's what that's all satanic and so on and so forth. But they won't allow you to do that, to exercise the name of Jesus in those places by the power of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes they did. They let me in to minister to one young man. His dad was with me. And I really believe he needed the baptism of the Holy Ghost to ever speak in tongues because he couldn't pray there. There was just so much going on, you see. So when he received the baptism, from that day forward, he started praying in tongues every day. He came out of that place, and he's had a very successful life since then. Amen? So those are the three areas. So if you're missing something in your finances, and you've been tithing, and you've been talking to God about then you need to recognize that the enemy has stole it. I don't care if you need a job. God can make a way where there is no way. All things are possible with God. That's what it says in Matthew. And in Mark it says, all things are possible with us who believe. So if I believe that the enemy can, I can make the enemy in the name of Jesus pay it back, if you believe it, it'll come back to you. I don't care. It'll come back to you. Amen? So that'd be a miracle. Everybody's sitting here now. If you're looking for a physical miracle to see someone come out of a wheelchair, that's a gift of the Holy Spirit. But everybody needs to count their blessings daily. You've had a miracle. You've been changed. Your sins have been forgiven. You've got great grace with God. You are in right standing with Father God through Jesus Christ. You have a great miracle in your life in that you can speak in the name of Jesus to sickness and disease and demons and principalities and powers, and that's a miracle. We, as Christians, have the authority to use his name. Non-Christians don't. They can use it, but nothing's going to happen. So God wants you to understand this is what we're up against. The enemy will come every day. He'll try to steal your mind. He'll try to put thoughts in your mind. He'll try to get you oppressed or depressed. As a growing Christian, you've got to recognize that thought is not from God, and you need to bind it in the name of Jesus. You need to hold the shield of faith up. Which is Jesus, our Lord and Savior. So, every day, saints, you're going to go through something. And God uses that to get you out in the desert or to get you to lean on him and not your own understanding. Sometimes we are around too many people and we lean on everybody but Jesus. Amen? And we ought to pray for one another. But there comes a time when God wants you to lean on him. He wants to do a miracle in your life. He wants to do a miracle in your finances. He wants you to receive the abundant life. Well, the abundant life is, first of all, if you don't count your blessings, I'm saved through Jesus Christ. I have his mercy, you see. I have his long-suffering. I have his mind. I have his Holy Spirit. I have his gifts. That's miracles. That's the abundant life. That's seeking the kingdom, and when you seek the kingdom, he'll add to you. So spiritually comes first and then the flesh. Many times we're taught to put the flesh first, then spirit after. Amen? God wants you to put the spirit first because your flesh is not saved, your spirit is. Hallelujah. Adam lost everything and Jesus returned it to us. Now the devil wants you to think it's still lost, but it's not because it's all finished in Jesus Christ. Amen? So we have miracles going on, but we don't look at it as miracles. We demand a miracle from our pea brain, you see, and we have miracles going on in our body and our spirit all the time. I mean, if you're the temple of the Holy Spirit, God lives in you, what a miracle that is. If you have the mind of Christ, you let this mind be in you that's in Christ Jesus, what a miracle that is. You can think from his knowledge and his wisdom. Amen? So that's what the abundant life, that's what Jesus came to. He took back, gave back to us what Adam lost. And so you and I have accepted this covenant, this blood covenant, accepted Jesus Christ into our lives, and with it we got the abundant life. That's a miracle. But we can't put our flesh first, saints. It's not about us first. It's about the Spirit of God and loving Jesus and getting Jesus, a relationship into your life and so on and so forth. Amen? So I'm going to teach you something this morning. Maybe some of you have heard it before. But if you'll do this, these next things, you'll see victory in your life. And guess what? You can't do it for 6 months and get tired of it. You got to do it every day. You got to spend some time saying these things and acknowledging these things and identifying with these things every day. And that's what kept my mind clear. I shared Friday about a little bit about my testimony, where God brought me from. And so, and I also ministered from a place in Mark where they brought this child to Jesus who was demon-possessed. And Jesus said, how long has he been this way? All his life. So he had a demon in him all his life. And then he goes on to teach. Well, the man says, help my unbelief. And Jesus didn't question about it. He just went in and helped his unbelief and healed the child. And the apostle said, why couldn't we do this? Because it comes out by fasting and prayer. And I taught Friday, the reason why they don't come out unless you go through fasting and prayer, because life weaves into us satanic stuff, and we don't even know it. Bitterness, anger, sexual pornography, and all kinds of things. And so when we try to run that spirit that's wove himself into our emotions and so on and so forth, we don't want to let it go. I'm telling you, saints, this is one way that people have many problems. That's the reason why you see people 10 years after they're saved, and they still have anger, they still have bitterness. Some people who have been sexually abused and so on and so forth. He said, this won't come out. You know why? It has become a part of us. It's woven itself into our emotions and our spirit. Well, not so much our spirit, but into our emotions, where we feel things. And so when we go to approach that, so if you have a thought, when we go to approach that, your flesh almost hangs on to it because you've locked yourself into bitterness and anger and all kinds of so on. So it's not going to come out unless you fast and pray, identify it, that over a lifetime there's generational curses passed on down through from folks to the children, so on and so forth, and eventually it becomes a part of our lives. How long has he been like that? He's been like that ever since he was a child. So the child wasn't out sinning in prostitution and everything else. This demon came in. And so today we come up against these spirits or people who act like a demon. In other words, bitterness and anger and screaming and swearing and is like a demon. You see, that's the nature of a demon. So Jesus said it's only going to come out through prayer and fasting. Because why? The flesh will want to hang on to it. It won't want you to touch that sore spot in them. It won't want you to admit that you're wrong and you got something going on in you, and the power of Jesus will release it from you. No, we hang on to things. We hang on to anger. We hang on to bitterness. We run the old film all the time. So it becomes a part of our lives. And so the abundant life is God wants to free us from that. He wants you to have a miracle. He wants to change your thinking. He wants to change your emotions. He wants to change your financial situation. He wants to make your marriage happy, you see. He wants to bless you. He wants you to have a miracle in these areas. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So turn to Philemon 1:6, if you would. Praise you, Jesus. To some people, and this may be beyond your understanding, we talked last week about spiritual understanding, and you can see an awful lot of people today in this world, in the body of Christ, who have a lot of anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, a lot of hate in their lives. They're running the old film all the time. The mind of Christ is really not in them. They may be the temple of the Holy Spirit, but their flesh is running this whole thing and so on and so forth. Philemon 1:6, that the sharing, this is what I said earlier, if you'll do these things daily, saints, that the sharing of your faith may become effective. So we want to become effective, right? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. So we counted our blessings earlier. We acknowledged all those good things, long-suffering, mercy, compassion, salvation, and so on and so forth. So if you want to become effective, you must acknowledge all those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. You don't want to acknowledge that bitterness, that anger, that unforgiveness. You don't want to acknowledge that sickness or that bad report. You want to acknowledge God's report. You want to acknowledge that you're in the kingdom of God so that the sharing of your faith, you see, may become effective. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is one way of approaching it. You hear yourself say, I'm blood bought. I have his grace. I have his mercy. I have his compassion. I have his long suffering. I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit. I'm blood bought. My sins are under the blood of Jesus Christ. I have the power to use the name of Jesus. I have authority. That the sharing of your faith, that's faith, the word of God is faith, you share it with, first of all, with yourself, may become effective. If you don't say it, it's not going to be effective, saints. It's not going to work in your life. See, a lot of people say, oh, I believe this, I believe that, but you're not sharing that faith, that word of God with yourself, and so you don't see it become, you don't see it freeing you from bondages or all kinds of different things or sickness or financial things. You got to share it. You got to acknowledge all those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus by saying it. And when you keep saying it, you keep acknowledging, it'll become effective in your life. I had multiple sclerosis for 7 years. It took me 7 years to speak this stuff. And that's not a rule of thumb. You can get healed tomorrow. You can heal in 5 minutes from now. But that the sharing of your faith may become effective. So I kept sharing the blood, the cross. I kept identifying with the virgin birth. I kept identifying with the stripes on his back. I kept identifying with the blood he shed. I kept identifying with his death. I kept identifying with the resurrection of Jesus Christ in my life. It started to become effective in my life. It started to run multiple sclerosis out. So you got to share with yourself in order to become effective. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. So you can either speak death, you can speak bitterness or anger, or you can speak the word of God. How long is it going to take? I have no idea. Every individual has blockages. Every individual through the journey of life on this earth has things woven into them. Depending on parents, depending on if you had any parents, depending on your journey, it'll wove things all through your and connect with your emotions and so on and so forth. To get free from that, you have to acknowledge another life. That's the life of Jesus. That's the word of God. You got to acknowledge that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. So he's saying here, it is in you. So we either are going to identify with the flesh, and if I identify with the flesh, I reap of the flesh. If I identify with the Spirit, all those good things that are in me, I'll reap of the Spirit. It's that simple, saints. Amen? Hallelujah. That the sharing of your faith. And so everybody in this room, in Romans 12:3, has received a measure of faith. So you have the faith, and the Word of God is faith. Faith comes by hearing. You need to hear yourself saying, I'm loved by God. I'm forgiven by Jesus. I'm in right standing with you, Father God, through Jesus Christ. I am anointed. I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit. I have the mind of Jesus Christ. You got to hear yourself say that. Amen? Hallelujah. So that's one of the things that I do on a daily basis. I share with myself. I acknowledge those things that are in me. Why? I want to get them manifest in my life. I want it to come through my spirit into my mind, into my physical body, into my marriage, into our finances. I'm telling Satan, you're paying back. So I'm not asking God to bless me. He's already blessed me. Then where'd it go? The enemy stole it. So I'm going to share that faith with me that my God supplying my need according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I'm going to share with myself I have authority in the name of Jesus, and Satan, you're going to pay it back. I don't care how it comes back, but you're going to pay it back. And because the thief has been caught. Once you get that knowledge, that wisdom, and you identify and you catch the thief, then you need to start making him pay it back in the authority of the name of Jesus. Amen? And so finances is a big thing in the body of Christ with pastors and churches and in the world. We know the world is in deep trouble financially. Whether it be America, whether it be Philippines, whatever it may be, all the world's in trouble financially. And the only way out of it, you see, is to bind that spirit that has come in and seduce governments to spend more than they have coming in. That's what churches do. Some denominations, they take up, they want to know how much, they get people to sign pledges, and they want to know how much they're coming in the next 12 months. Well, many of those people will leave churches and go and pull their finances and go to another church. Well, we take that budget and we borrow against that. Before we know it, we're in trouble. Now we become beggars. Now we're afraid to let God, we put God in a box. We're afraid to go into the gifts of the Spirit because we may hurt someone over here who's given $1,000 a month or $500 a week, whatever the case may be. And so we put God in a box and we won't let him out of the box. That's the enemy stealing, you see, destroying relationships. If I have a relationship with Jesus Christ, then I must tell myself that I'm desiring the kingdom. There is a kingdom law by the Holy Spirit that comes through Christ Jesus. Amen? There's spiritual laws. So that was number one in Philemon. The number one actually is John 10:10, that's what you're up against. And the answer to that is sharing your faith. You see, you must make yourself believe. Your mind don't believe. Your mind is enmity against God. You must make your mind believe it by speaking the Word of God into your mind. Renewing your mind with the Word of God. Amen? Else your mind, if you just let it go and you don't start speaking, your mind can't believe. It doesn't have the power to believe. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, number three. Say, I have riches in Christ. And the Holy Spirit is going to help me get those riches. See? How? By the sharing my faith. The sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of those good things. That's how you get the riches. You can have riches inside of you. You can have an anointing. You can have knowledge. You can have wisdom. You can have the mind of Christ. You can have the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But all they're doing is setting in there. You put God in a box. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We want the abundant life. Jesus said, every promise of me is yes, yes. And these two stood up here and talked about the blood. Talked about the body of Christ. There should be a change. Well, if we don't share all those good things that are in us, there won't be no change. You'll be waiting or praying for it to happen, and God wants you to share it. Share it with yourself. Look in the mirror and say, I'm blessed. I'm a child of God. I'm a daughter. I'm a son. I'm a king. I'm a priest. Amen? If you can't find someone to listen to you, stand in the mirror and talk to yourself. Amen? At least it won't talk back. If it does, we're all in trouble. Okay, number three, Romans 8:1. Hallelujah. I could stay on that Philemon 1:6 and just preach and preach and preach and preach. That's what set me free. See, I'm learning every day. I'm renewing my mind every day. I don't have bitterness no more. I don't have anger no more. I have joy, the joy of the Lord. I have a good marriage. We have money in the bank. And no, you can't have it. Uh-oh. I said Friday. I shared Friday. And this is not drawing attention. Me and my wife got saved in a little Southern Baptist church. We used to give $2. I thought, man, we're really, oh, did you see that, hon? We put $2 in there. Now we give almost $800 a month. The church is giving $10,000, $15,000, $30,000. Randall over there went, does anybody want to clap about Jesus? Hallelujah. So I kept sharing with those good things that are in me, those riches that are in me. So we went from $2 to almost $800 a month. We've been doing this for years. Well, I can't give 10%. Really? That's your mind deciding you can't. See, if you want to trickle down from Abraham through Christ, Christ is our seed and we're in Christ. And this is where all this comes from. I don't have time to get into all that right now, but we're supposed to be getting the blessings of Abraham through Christ. Well, Jesus said every promise in me is yes, yes. And we're in Christ, aren't we? We have the riches inside of us. We're not acknowledging anything. We know we're acknowledging. I can't give that this month. Why? Well, I made some bad decisions. I'm over here buying this and buying that, and I can't no more pay for that in the man in the moon. So I don't want you to think I'm raising money here because we don't take up collections, as you well know, most of you. Romans 8:1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh. This is a really very easy thing to understand, saints. You can walk with bitterness and anger and unforgiveness and pornography and swearing and all kinds of things, but you'll reap of the flesh. That's what you'll reap. Now listen, saints, it says here, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So we're going to grow, and we're going to learn how to confess those good things that are in us in Christ Jesus. We're going to confess the riches in Jesus Christ. We're not going to confess, well, the world's got me down, or I can't pay this, I can't do that. And you may be up against some struggles and so on. So you may be up against a giant. But the giant came down, didn't it? Hallelujah. And he's that financial giant is coming down too. I'm telling you, saints, there's going to be an outpouring of God's financial blessings upon people as we start approaching. The government's all going to turn around in 12. That's what his number means. But we don't have to wait that long. We have the promises now. We have the riches in us now. We have the mind of Christ now. We have the anointing now. We have the gifts of the Spirit now. We have the grace of God now. We have the long-suffering of God now. We have the mercy of God now. We have the compassion of God now. We have the glory cloud now, you see, right now. We have the name of Jesus now. See, what we're doing, we're listening to this people over here talk. Well, it's going to be 6 months before there's any jobs. Jeez, we've got to wait 6 months? Well, you can wait 6 months if you want to. Whose report you're listening to? The riches in you or the report coming from the world? Amen? So if you listen to them and you sow to the flesh based on what they say, that's what you'll get. But if you sow to the Spirit, the riches of Christ that's in you, by speaking those things that are in you, you'll get manifestation. The peace will be with you whose mind is stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, you have to do this, saints. But you're not really doing it by your flesh, although it may. You're doing it by the power of the Holy Spirit. If you sow to the flesh, the enemy, he'll weave himself right into your emotions, right into your mind. And all of a sudden, someone will come to you and say, I think you got a demon. You're acting like one. Well, it ain't going to come out. See, when it weaves itself, when it takes root in your life, in the fleshly life, it can take root. And the whole idea is working out your salvation. The whole idea is confessing those riches that are in you in Christ Jesus. The whole idea is letting the mind of Christ be in you. It's an ongoing thing. If you don't do this, saints, you do it once a week. I'm telling you, saint, your mind, 3 days without prayer, without confessing this, your mind will go right back to the world. You remember when Jesus rose from the dead in Mark 16? He rebuked them after he met with the apostles for a hard heart and unbelief. 3 days they had a hard heart and unbelief. And that's the apostles. Hallelujah. Okay. Romans 8:2. For the law, said, is a law of the Spirit. Of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So there's riches in you, and that's the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus that sets you free. So what you are identifying with, you acknowledging those riches, those good things are in you, that's the obeying the law of the Spirit. When you say those things, you're obeying the law of the Spirit. And if you obey the laws of the Spirit, the enemy won't get you back into the flesh. It doesn't mean you'll never make mistakes. We all make mistakes. Because when we say you got to speak this every day, some just will say, I need a break. I need to get away for a while. You watch how quick your mind turns on God, or turns on the Scripture, or turns on awe. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say, there's grace and redemption in Christ in me. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. The law of the Spirit. If you obey the laws of the flesh, that's what you're going to reap. If you obey the laws of the Spirit, that's what you'll get. And some people say, well, I'm not called in the fivefold. I'm not called. You want to walk in authority? Stop trying to determine your calling. The Word of God lays it out, what you're called to do. I ain't called to tell him about Jesus. I ain't called to lay hands on people. I ain't called to give words of knowledge and wisdom. That's the reason why. The reason why you've done no more identifying with the flesh than you have been with the Spirit, the law of the Spirit. So you got 75% law of the flesh and 30% law of the Spirit. If you'll do this, saints, it's a very simple thing. I've been doing this for years. Years. And I don't get bored with identifying those things in me in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You know what we've done? We've made this gospel where, you're a believer, you have authority, all that other stuff, don't you? Ain't got to. Well, why do you think it's in here? See, we want to go from class one to 10th grade right away. That's why we got all these pastors quitting, and we got all these people in the body of Christ who used to pray in tongues, who used to identify with it, don't do it no more. I don't think it's necessary. Well, you keep thinking that way. You find out where you wind up. The enemy will convince you, you don't need to say that. Male just, don't pay attention to that. Well, you see, I have a track record. We've been in ministry 35 years. We've been married 50. She keeps reminding me how long. I ain't going to say it. Oh, was that there? There you go. A long time is a good word. No, it's 55, I think. Is it 55? Next month, 55. Yeah. Do you think I would have stayed married if God hadn't gotten my head and I hadn't worked at this? I was one angry young man. I'm a rascal, God said. Just as long, God, Lord, as you understand what a rascal is. Hallelujah. So if you can see that in the Word of God in 8:2, for the law of the Spirit of life, if you want life, if you want the law of the Spirit, if you want victory, if you want peace, if you want in your mind, if you want good relationship with Jesus, if you want the promise of Jesus, if you want the blessings of Abraham, if you want the long-suffering, the mercy, and the grace, and the compassion of Jesus working in your life, if you want his love working in your life, if you want the power of his name working in your life, You've got to obey the law of the Spirit. Because it has, say, it has made me free. So, if it has made you free, it's been established by Christ that you are free, but the flesh says, no. Or the devil will throw doubts in your mind. We don't hold the shield of faith up. And he'll try to say, if you're free, how come you're angry? If you're free, how come you're saying that to that under your breath, to that person going down academy who just tried to cut you off? I used to tell my son, if you don't make your car payment, they're coming with a big hook. They're coming with a big hook. You see, if you don't operate in the blood, the enemy's come with a big hook. Because the Bible says, what you don't understand about the kingdom, Satan will steal. But if I understand I'm supposed to identify with all those riches in me and keep on identifying with it, and it's a lifetime commitment, and I'm going to say it 7 days a week, you see, he won't come with a big hook. Well, guess what? My son didn't believe me. So one morning we got up and the car was gone. He said, Dad, someone stole my car. I said, no, they came with a big hook. Call down there. You'll find out where it's at. No, they wouldn't. Call down there. Then we'll see who's talking truth. You know, it's neat raising girls. Boys, man. Sometimes they'll try to. I was sitting one time and a guy was preaching. And he was giving out words. He came to me. He said, you know, I tell you something, Mayo. You're a wild horse that God's trying to tame. You know, I wanted to argue that guy. Go, pfft. But I knew it was true. I knew there were some things of God I wanted, but I just didn't want to do it God's way. And being a man like I didn't want to be a sissy. It ain't no fun being a Christian. You can't get drunk. You can't smoke those funny cigarettes. You can't. But see how the mind thinks? And maybe your mind don't think that way, but mine used to. You notice I said used to. Galatians 2:20. Galatians 2:20. Say, this is the last one. Then you can go to the mountains or whatever. Have a hot dog or something. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. You see what that says? That's what they were talking about this morning. We're not getting the benefits of the crucifixion, of being crucified. When he died, all your problems went in the ground with him. And the devil comes with a big hook trying to dig him up. So he gets us thinking on, you ain't going to make it. You ain't going to make it. Have you seen the stock market lately? I'm controlled by the kingdom, not the stock market. I have been crucified with Christ. The devil don't want you to know this. The devil don't want you to speak this. It is no longer I who live, but Christ. Now, there we go again. If you want Christ to live, Christ means the anointed one. You've got to identify with all those riches, all those good things that are in you, in Christ Jesus, then he'll be living and not you. You see what it says there? It is no longer I who live, but Christ that lives in me. So somewhere, you're going to have to die. You're going to have to decrease. You see what it says there? Well, is that a creative faith belief? A belief by creative faith? No, it's the Bible. Look it up there. If you want Christ to live, and you, it's either you can live in the flesh, or Christ to live, I'm going to identify with all those riches that are in me in Christ Jesus. I'm going to renew my mind. Then Christ will be living. The anointed one will be living. And if the anointing one is living, the anointing will teach you all things. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
I thought you went off somewhere. My God. Say, ha, 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 devil. I'm growing spiritually. You're defeated. I'm alive with Christ, the anointed one. You can see smoke coming right out of our nostrils, man. Praise God. The glory cloud flowing right through us. Amen? I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, in that Christ that's in me, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen? So I told you earlier, I was going to give you a little thing. And if you'll do this, and once you get it going, teach someone else it. See, that's how you spread the gospel. And you're not doing what creative faith teaches. You're doing what the Bible says. You're teaching people to become a doer of the Word of God. That's what you're doing. It's a very simple thing. And if they'll do this, then you pass it on, then he'll pass it on, then he'll pass it on, then he'll pass it on. And guess what? Jesus is growing. Christ is growing. And the devil is losing. But if you give somebody a message, oh, I believe that God's going to give you $1 million. And they got all this stuff woven in their flesh, hate, unforgiveness, and bitterness, and anger, and they're trying to control God, and they're after God for the money. They think God's a Santa Claus and so on and so forth. You got to give them some spiritual information. You got to give them some spiritual meat. All you got to do is give it to them. Then it's up to them whether they do it. You can't make them do it. But if they want to be free and that God will flow through you and flow through them to spread the gospel, you see, once they're solid, once they identify with the riches in them, once they know that Satan is, we're up against, he steals, he kills, he destroys, and you ain't going to let him destroy that life or your marriage or your finances, because you're going to identify with the riches of Christ that's in you. You're going to identify with the blood. You're going to identify with his long-suffering. Even though you make a mistake, Jesus is long-suffering. Jesus is merciful. Jesus is compassion. And he'll never let you go beyond. He'll always be with you. The reason why is we make the decisions in the flesh. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, if you want to be free, saints, you can get a CD over there or a DVD. $2 for a CD for all this wonderful information. My God. There's people in here who has lacked something, but you can get that information. And first, yourself, identify. Acknowledge by faith all those good things that are in you. See, the Bible wouldn't say they're in you. They're in you. See, we're praying, heaven help me. It's right here. Hallelujah. Well, give the Lord a clap offering. Let's spend a minute here worshiping the Lord. Hallelujah. Put on 8 in the orange, Jeff, please. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Isn't he Lord of all? Yes.
Salvation.
Son of David, the Almighty God, Root of Jesse, the faithful Redeemer, the returning King, you're the Lord of all, you're the anointed sacrifice, O Lamb of Calvary, in all creation, you're the fairest of all, you're the rock of the ages. Says, I heard the voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, Alleluia, and glory, and honor, and praise to the King. The Bible says it will sound like the voice of many waters, mighty thunder, as people come from every nation to declare, He is the King of kings, He is the Lord of all.
He is the Lord.
Just let His peace rest in this place. Rest upon you right now. The peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, King Jesus. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving us, Lord. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace and your compassion, your long-suffering. We thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit in our lives. That's bringing glory to you, Lord Jesus. We just thank you, Lord. Oh, your peace is filling this place, Lord. We thank you for the word of knowledge and wisdom and faith and healings and miracles and tongues, interpretation, tongues of prophecy, discerning of spirits. We just thank you for your gifts, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Your word says that the desire of the gifts, desire the gifts, Lord. Help us, Holy Spirit, that we will not misuse them, but we'll bring glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and edify the body, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What is your first name again right there? Yeah. Yep. Jerry? Jared. Oh, you said that earlier. I kept calling him Jerry before. It's Jared. Yeah. Praise God. You too. God's about to reveal his mind to you about what he wants you to accomplish on this earth by the power of the Holy Spirit. There has been some spinning of wheels, in other words, not going anywhere, in some spiritual areas. And God said the anointing is going to come upon you like it never has before. It's going to rise up in you, and there'll be no spinning or standing in place. You're going to be vehicles for God moving through the body of Christ in different places and bringing God to people that have never. There's people that's going to listen to you or they wouldn't listen to anybody else. So God has called you out. And he says, you're no longer going to be standing in place spinning. God said he's going to move you different bodies of believers and so on. And God's going to open some doors because God says, any door I open, no man will close. So he's telling you today that it's over. It's over. Where you have been parked and where you have been spinning, it wasn't a bad thing, but it wasn't God's season, God's timing. But God says it's God's season now. And he's going to open some doors for you, and he's going to bring you into a revelation about him and about his knowledge and wisdom. Spiritual understanding is all going to start working in your life. So bad decisions will no longer be made by the flesh, but they'll be made by the Spirit of God within you. And you'll start to hear his voice louder and louder and louder. And here's the key. The key is that she's going to hear it as well as you. And the both of you are going to say, did you hear that? Did you? God told me. God told me. And when both of you agree that God said, and you touch and agree in that, God said it'll manifest for his glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You in the purple or pink back here? Right here? Yeah. You? What's your first name? Yeah, you. Is that pink? Maybe I'm going to call it. Maybe. Yeah, Bobby? Oh, okay. Hallelujah. You two are like, there's been some stagnant things in your life. Your journey has not always been joyful and happy. But God says he wants you to taste of it now because he's going to bring the joy and he's going to bring the happiness. The enemy has come and stolen a lot of things off from you. But God says today, what you heard from me, it's going to settle in your spirit. And it's going to come by the Holy Spirit. It's going to come through your spirit. And it's going to come into your mind. You're going to have a different direction now. You're going to have a spiritual understanding. And God says when you become a doer of what you heard today, this whole disastrous thing that has come upon you at times and just controlled your emotions. And it's almost like God wasn't hearing your prayers. You was thinking this. And why don't God move on my behalf? Because God said, my daughter, I have brought you to this place that you may hear from me. And if you'll start doing, this is the condition. He said, you remember when I gave Moses assignments? I also told him how to do and what to do with it. God's going to tell you what to do with the assignment. God is going to awaken himself in you like he's never awoken himself before. Those things that have come up against you, I can see dark clouds and I can see great metal doors. And all those metal doors are falling down. And the clouds are turning white now. The glory of God is going to fall upon you. And he's going to bring you into a kindness and a joy and a love that you have never experienced. Because now it's going to be the fullness of the Holy Spirit that represents Jesus in your life. And he's just going to flood you. And you're going to get up tomorrow morning. You're just going to feel so good. And God says, do not let him steal it from you. Confess that you feel good. Identify with those things in me, saith the Lord. Because your day has arrived. Your season has arrived. And you'll come forth. And you'll have the blessings and the promises operating in your life. I have said it. Grace belongs to you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. What is your name in the middle right here? The white shirt right here? Huh? Sean? Where are you from, Sean? You came from California? Oh, okay. How did you get? Oh, okay. How old are you now, Sean? 16. Well, as I'm talking, there's an angel behind you. God has given him an assignment over your life. And why this is happening right now in this service right now, I don't know. But there's a protection going to be upon your life because God has called you out into some places which you haven't arrived yet. But God's going to take you by the hand. He's going to bring you on what they call the highway of holiness. And he's going to bring you into places that you have not seen before or recognized before about God because it hasn't been revealed to you, but it's going to be revealed to you. This angel is going to assist and help you. He's going to hold back these dark forces that are going to try to beat you up and take you down because the calling upon your life is not coming to the fullness yet, but it's going to come to the fullness. Now, we all have an angel, but this is a special angel. It's kind of like Daniel, when he prayed and the angel had to fight off some things, and so I don't know if you're familiar with that chapter or not, but you got Jesus in your life? Okay, so you're at the right place. You're at first base. God says this angel is going to help you. So the next 4 years, by the time of 4 years or five, you're just 16? By the time you're 21 years old, this is going to be heavily developed in your life. Heavily developed in your life. So God says don't run out tomorrow and try to get it going. You can't get nothing going. But the Spirit of God in you is going to get it going. There's some things that I'm saying to you that you don't quite recognize. But God says if you'll get the CD and if you'll continue to play it over and over and over, it'll become a part of your life. And you'll have an expectancy of what this is all about. And this angel that's around you and this anointing is going to fall upon you. God says, my son, the journey hasn't started yet, but when it does, you'll be prepared to handle the journey, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Are you the sister? What are you? Sister, how old are you, dear? You play an instrument? You're trying to. Well, I was just impressed by God that you played an instrument. You're trying to. For some reason, you two are going to connect up. There's going to be something with the instrument. So you got, I don't know, what did I say, 5 years? You got a while to learn this real good because there's going to be anointing on your music. What are you playing? Trying to play there? A guitar. Oh, there's a guitar player over there. Hallelujah. It's going to come to you, dear. And it's going to be anointed. And God is going to give you songs that's going to assist him. Now, all of this don't come to pass unless you desire it. So all this time, this next five, God's going to build desire in your life to serve him. He ain't going to build desires to get from the world, but he's going to build desires to get from the kingdom and what is pleasing to Jesus. And the music you're going to play is going to be pleasing to Jesus. And it's going to bring anointing and help the anointing on his life. And so God wants you to know that he shared with me that you were trying to play something or an instrument or something. And so God says, just keep practicing it. Don't get discouraged. Don't let the enemy get you away from it because God's going to bring it to its fullness. And you two are going to walk side by side. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I wish someone spoke over my life when I was 16. Praise you, Jesus. The only thing I was spoken to my life, hey, you want some more pot? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Are you married, Minosa? Minosha? There's something that's holding you back from getting into the fullness of God. It's not a bad thing, but there's something that's holding you back. God wants you to discern some things. He's going to move with the discernment, the gift of discernment in your life, and you're going to discern something. And when you discern it, you're going to take the directions of the Holy Spirit, and you're going to be obedient to it. And when you do, it's going to free you from some things that God's trying to free you from. So God says, beginning today, you see, there's a refreshing coming upon you. You're going to feel different when you walk out of here than when you came in. And God says, there's something that's in the way of God. I don't know if it's thoughts. I don't know if it's desires, what it is, and I'm not trying to say it is. I'm just saying there's some things that is holding God back. And how old you say you was? 36. And you're not married? Wow. You're a godly lady. Do you know that? But there's something holding back you. I'm telling you, and it's coming to you quickly by the Spirit of God. God is going to change some things. There's a refreshing coming upon you. What you did up here is nothing compared to what you're going to do. There's going to be an anointing come on your life, dear. It's going to cause people to weep. People are going to start crying because of the presence. Because God is going to be able to trust you with an anointing that He has not put on you yet, but He's going to. I can feel the presence of the Holy Spirit right now as I speak to you. Can you feel the presence? Can you feel the presence? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you, dear. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Pray. There's something. What is your name back here, the baby, dear? Claudia? Are you from Germany? Romania. Romania? Did you come from Denver? Wow. Well, I have a lot of people come from Romania, from Denver. Do you know them? Oh. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God's going to open a door for you, dear, that the enemy has almost stolen. God is going to bring you through a door. You know in the Bible it says, I'm the man, I open the door, no man can close. God's going to open a door for you. There's been a lack of happiness in your life. There's been some sadness in your life. And God says, my daughter, you're not going to stay in that sadness. God's going to bring some happiness to you. And you're not going to have to go out and chase and look for it. God's going to bring it to you. There is going to be a peace and a happiness comes in your life that your flesh right now has not experienced. But only God the Holy Spirit, can bring this happiness, this life into you. This purity of the Holy Spirit into your life. You have opened yourself up and you have sought me, saith the Lord. Well, you have found the refreshing. You have found the Holy Spirit. And now God says He's going to teach you. He's going to counsel you. He's going to comfort you how you can get in happiness. That sadness that the enemy, that cloud that has come upon your mind, God says no longer will stay there, because right now I bind it in Jesus' name and I release the anointing. I release the purity. I release the holiness of God upon your life, and I release the mind of Christ into you, and I prophesy into your life that happiness will come, purity will come, thoughts into your mind, and the glory of God shall rest upon you, and you'll sense a God that you have never sensed before, because God wants to make Himself known to you, and He'll make it known, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Can you feel His presence? Ain't that wonderful? Gee, I wonder if God would come to a pizza party. Hallelujah. If I act a little different, you're in a different kind of church. We're peculiar here. I may be going this way and take off and go that way. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Alan, I can see a big old padlock, and there's a key in it. It was just turned, and it popped open. God's going to open something that was locked. I don't know what it is. God will let you know what it is. You'll recognize when you run into this place that was locked at one time and no longer is locked anymore. It's something to do with religion. God's unlocking something and bringing some light and revelation to you that you never had before. And sometimes when we're raised one way, we take on, it becomes a part of our life, some teachings that God wants to expand on. It wasn't a bad teaching, but God wants to expand on, and God wants you to become a man of God that let him out of the box in your life. And so that lock that's opening up, God says it's going to cause you to go some places and do some things and say some things that you normally wouldn't do. Hallelujah. Amen? By the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Does anybody here need prayer? For whatever you need prayer for, come up here. You don't have to tell me anything. Just come up here and just receive from the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Over here, dear. Come over here, dear. There's been some suffering going on in your life. Enter. God's going to free you today. Amen? God bless you, dear. Just a minute. I'll come right back to you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Father God, I anoint him right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, that there's a boldness going to rise up in him, Lord, by the Spirit of God, as I touch him and impart into him, Lord Jesus. Oh, the very presence of God. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I anoint her, Lord, for healing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. As it says in James, we anoint her, Lord, and we just thank you, Lord. We have done our part, Lord. Now we expect you, Lord Jesus, to clear her mind from cancer. Her brain, I should say, and all through her body, Lord. We just give you, we're going to keep on asking, we're going to keep on knocking, because she has a report to receive on the 15th, and we thank you and we praise you. It's going to be a God report. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, right now, in the blessed name of Jesus. Oh, the presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The presence of Jesus. I anoint her right now, Lord. The presence of Jesus. Oh, the presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I can see a bridge that was broken and now has been repaired. It has been repaired. You know, when God repairs bridges, it gets you to cross into areas that you couldn't cross before. God is going to allow you to cross into some areas that you couldn't cross before, because there has been all things are possible with God, and he has repaired a bridge that's bridging you two, God and you, together in an area where it was broken before. Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for the wonderful love and forgiveness, Lord, and the bridge that you repaired, Lord, that she can cross over, Lord, and take your hand and walk in some areas, Lord, and some blessings, Lord, that you have prepared for her. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, right now, Lord, in the blessed name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the blessings of Jesus, the blessings of Jesus. Oh,
the blessings of Jesus. Hallelujah. Raise your hands, dear. Father God, I anoint her right now, Lord. Satan, I bind you from her mind. I bind principalities and powers. I free my sister from pain and sickness. I free her from emotional turmoils, Lord, in the name of... Go! In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I touch my sister right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you for the impartation of the anointing. And I thank you for the manifestation of wisdom, Lord. Wisdom, Lord, and knowledge is going to rise up in her life, Lord. And I can see in between it discernment, Lord. A great big word said discernment in between the both of them. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for this woman of God, Lord, that has risen up, Lord, into new heights and new lights, Lord. We give you the light is going to shine. 54:17, Isaiah, no weapon formed against her is going to prosper. We just give you praise and honor and glory as you're training her, Lord, how to flow in the supernatural, Lord, how to take authority over spirits, Lord, over people's minds that have spirits in them, Lord, and thoughts in them. We give you praise and honor and glory as she's identifying with those good things that are in us. The anointing of the Spirit of God is flowing into her life. I speak it right now, and I thank and I praise you, Lord. Every bit of it, every bit of it. No more worry, Lord. She's coming into God's rest in a fullness, Lord, like never before. She knows because she knows that you have taken care of it, Lord Jesus, and she will receive the manifestation of that which she's been concerned about, Lord. But we give you praise and honor and glory. Satan, you're not going to cause her to worry no more. She's going to be awakened by the mind of Christ, the Spirit of God, and it shall rest upon her, and the peace of God will rest in her home in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The peace of God, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the presence of the Holy Spirit upon Paul, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Praise you, Jesus. I touch his stomach right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord. I touch his kidneys. I touch his liver right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I touch his pancreas and talk to it. I talk to it in the authority of the name of Jesus. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord, that it's all, Lord, cleansed and healed by your word, Lord Jesus, by your death and your resurrection, Lord Jesus. In your name, disease must go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I anoint my brother right now, Lord, and I touch him right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I thank you for your healing power, Jesus. I thank you for your healing power, Lord Jesus. Oh, your healing power, Jesus, all through his body, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. We give you praise and honor and glory in the blessed name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I touch my sister, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for the healing anointing, the gift of healing flowing all through her. Touch her, Jesus. Touch her, Jesus. We do our part and you do your part, Lord Jesus. You are faithful, Lord Jesus, to touch her hips and her back and her hands and her shoulders, Lord, her knees, Lord. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. It's your power, it's your strength, and I stand in agreement with your death, in agreement with your resurrection, in agreement with the stripes on your back, in agreement with the blood that you shed, Jesus. And we call forth the benefits of those into Rose's life right now, Jesus. The benefits of your suffering. The benefits, Lord. The benefits, Lord. It belongs to her. It takes a move of your spirit, Lord, to release it all through her, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I touch my brother right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you and I praise you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know, it's funny. I can see, and I waited a little while. It's made out of, it looks like plastic, but it's white. It's a bridge. And there's flowers all in front of it. God is about to bring you into a cleanliness and a purity of Jesus where you haven't, it doesn't mean you're dirty. It just means that God's bringing you into it's the season. He's bringing you into a purity. And these flowers, gives off the aroma of Jesus. The flowers gives off the aroma of Jesus. You're going to start seeing, smelling even more the aroma of Jesus. And there's a white bridge that God's going to get you to cross over. He's doing that for identification for the flesh. He's going to get you to cross over. You're going into a spirit realm that you have never touched before. But God says it's open to you now. These flowers are something else. They're just, they're almost jumping with life in them. They're almost jumping with life in them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the anointing on his life, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you're solving, bringing to him wisdom, Lord, to solve all problems in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I touch my sister right now, Lord, with the healing anointing, Lord. The healing anointing, Lord Jesus. Healing all through her, Lord. She has sought your heart, Lord Jesus. We thank you. It cannot be held back, Lord. It belongs to her. You gave it to her by giving your Holy Spirit, and we identify with those things in you, in Christ, in her, Lord. So we thank you for the gifts of healing, Lord. Oh, that's flowing all through her, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, the impartation, Lord, the impartation. The Holy Spirit coming upon her, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know, it's strange. I can see an old rusty pipe that has just within a second has been all shined up. It's just as clear now. There was a head of a snake sticking out of it, and it's no longer there. It's all cleaned up. You have come into a realm in God through praise and worship and prayer and through your faith in me, saith the Lord, that it's really done some cleaning, some things that need to be cleaned up. Don't let the enemy lie to you that things ain't cleaned up, because this pipe is all shiny. You couldn't get it any shiny. And that head that was sticking out of there is gone now. I can see right up through, and I can see the light of God coming through this pipe. So God says you're cleansed, you're righteous, you're in right standing. Don't let him lie to you. Think of my mind. Think of my promises. Think of those things that are in you in Christ Jesus, the Lord says, and he will help you, and you'll begin to realize that you truly are a man of God. You truly have been called into a place in me. But God says he's always wanting to promote. He's always wanting to promote. And so this is an anointing. He's going to promote a fresh and new anointing upon you for your guitar and for yourself and for the glory of God. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Pray. You want prayer again? Pray for him. Hallelujah. Raise your hands, brother. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's some things of God that you've had trouble with, that you have rejected, so to speak. But God says the gifts and the callings are irrevocable. He's going to revive them back into you. And this time you're going to accept them. This time you're going to be bold with it. This time you're going to have an anointing that accompanies this calling upon your life and what God would have you to do. And God says, my son, there has been some bitterness that God has taken out of you and wanting you to release about something in your family or something in your life. And God is getting that to release from you. He's removing the dross in your life. And you have opened yourself up to this. And also, there is... it looks like a piece of paper or a contract or something that God has got, grace is going to be on it, that God's grace is going to be on it. And God says, my son, these things I've moved on your behalf, and these things you will reap the benefits of what I said today. You will reap the benefits. And because you reap the benefits and you walk in it, other people will be blessed. And God is talking about family. God is talking about healing. God is talking about
someone who's wandered away, and God's going to bring that individual back. God's going to bless you, bless you, bless you. God says your journey is not over. God says it's not the end of your life. God says it's not the end of the journey. God says the spiritual journey in the renewing and refreshing of the Holy Spirit is just beginning right now. So God says, my son, if you'll just lean on me, not your own understanding, and receive today what I'm saying, and go over it and mull over it, mull over it, and speak it to yourself, God says you're going to change. There's a whole... a whole city, like a whole small town, family or something, that you're going to change them by the Spirit of God in your life. Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, as I touch him right now, Lord. And I thank you and I praise you in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hi, dear. Raise your hands, dear. Father God, I touch her right now, Lord. And Father God, I release encouragement into her, Lord. I bind any spirit of fear, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that her heart is going to open up by the power of the Holy Spirit, that she'll be comfortable and walk through any door that you open for her, Lord Jesus Christ, because she'll know the door you open. That means that you'll be with her, Lord Jesus. And Father God, I just pray peace upon her flesh right now, Lord, throughout her body, Lord, a manifestation of your peace, Lord. And I give you praise for the wisdom, Lord, the direction, Lord, that she'll have in her life by the Holy Spirit, causing her to rise up and causing her to become bold and strong by the living God, by the Spirit of God that's in her, in Jesus' name. Oh, we thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus. We thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch him right now. I touch him in the name of Jesus. I thank you and I praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The enemy has come to steal things from you. But you're going to stand up because you are a man of God. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You're going to learn authority of the believer. And you're going to identify with those things that are in you. You wander in a pasture where there's much sin and much in your college area place. And sometimes the battles, you can feel things. But always know that I'll never leave nor forsake you, that you can overcome, and that I will be with you. You can hold up the shield of faith, and you can protect yourself by the authority of the believer of those things that are in you in Christ Jesus. God says that worrisome time, things that come on you, sometimes you're feeling other people. You're around other people where not a lot of demon activity or Satan is stealing a lot of things from a lot of young people. And God says, just you speaking the blood and speaking my name and taking authority, don't recognize it as a problem in you, but recognize it as a problem you're feeling, which is the word of knowledge from other people, and take authority over it because God is taking you on a highway of holiness in a different place and it's going to be mixed. It's going to be mixed where you're in school. It's going to be mixed. He's taking you on a highway. You're going to free a lot of people. You don't necessarily have to go up and confront people. You can just take authority over that spirit world. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord Jesus, as this becomes a revelation to him, Lord, wisdom to him, Lord, anointing and freedom to him, Lord Jesus. And we give you praise and honor and glory for this man of God, Lord, that has been freed from the world, Lord, and walks, Lord, now, Lord, sealed by the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Raise your hands, dear. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I touch her right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Holy Jesus. Holy Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, right now, Lord, we thank you that sleep is going to come at night, Lord. I come against any worry, Lord, that sometimes rises up in her. I thank you that the Spirit of God upon her and in her, Lord, is going to bring that authority of the believer, Lord, to take authority of knowing that over the worry and knowing that it's all been done in Jesus. There's revelation that God wants to bring to you. And God says if you become a doer of this, there's a lot of things that try. I can see an awful lot of
things jumping all over the place. There just seems to be a lot of things jumping all over the place. And God says the peace of God is going to rule in your heart. The peace of God is going to come upon you in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The presence of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The wind of the Holy Spirit, Lord, just blowing over her, Lord. Thank you, Lord. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Holy you rascal, Elry. Well, praise God. Amen. Are you blessed? Yes.